At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
You know, they asked this guy if he had to make a choice right now about his human girlfriend that he has a baby with or this AI love that he's into. He said he would pick the AI girl.
Well, I mean, that's the easier route, right? Yeah. Real relationships are much more work than an AI relationship.
Yeah, but if it's making you feel all the best parts of a relationship, let's be honest. We've all been in good relationships, bad ones.
Making you feel the best part.
Yeah, but that's how you feel when you get a good rebound. When you break up and then you start dating a rebound and you're like, oh my gosh, everything's so simple.
What's the best part of a rebound?
Well,
sex.
The sex is a great part of it, but let's...
The best.
It is the best. Physically, it is the best. But emotionally, mentally, you're feeling all these things when you get into a new, because you're all backed up now. But when you're in a new relationship, you get all those feelings. All the dopamine is firing. All cylinders are going nuts. Like, you're getting, man, I'm getting full dopamine release. It's a new person. They're into me. If you're able to mimic that, fake that with the AI, which apparently is what happened now, then all of a sudden this guy thinks he's got real feelings for this AI, and he doesn't even care about his actual real human girlfriend.
Is going to be a long play, and the AI is going to be eventually like, dude, I just fell on hard times. I really need $5,000.
It's going to be a slow play for a shakedown?
Totally.
I like the sound of that. Good morning. We're Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock. That's Jake the Nerd right there. In the back room, you got the producer Vanessa, you got Postmaster Johnny taking them calls, 800-520-1067. This hour on the show, we'll have Johnny in the studio for a round of Johnny Doesn't Know. Chance for you to win yourself Cabana for Four Wild Rivers Water Park with $100 food beverage credit. Also got the Box of Shame to get to. And a comedy legend joins us later this morning by the name of Cheech Marin. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Say good.
It's actually kind of sexy.
Of Cheech and Chong, and he's been on with us before, but today he's being honored, and I believe today is officially going to be Cheech Marin Day in Los Angeles. K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. The Box of Shame has been brought into the studio just when we were excited about it being a Friday morning, the weekend being here. We have to share with you one of our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets inside of this box right here. If you're watching along on YouTube, kicking off summer with us this morning on K-Rock, we've got the Box of Shame, and inside of it is full of all of our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets. We share them from time to time, and then we get to ridicule and mock each other, and then hopefully we never bring these things up again. That was the original deal with the Box of Shame. We have exactly 3 to 4 minutes after the person reveals themselves to make fun of them for being such a shameful, terrible person, and then we never bring it up again. Meanwhile, what has happened is we just always remember these dumb things. And
constantly bringing them up.
And then they get brought up all the time.
So I don't know why we keep doing it, but here it is.
It's time for the Box of Shame.
The Box!
What's in the box?
Of shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
All right. I pull out of the Box of Shame someone's secret story. Deepest, darkest shame. And the person today, thank God, not my handwriting for a change. Oh.
That's not good.
This person has admitted to, I feel terrible. I completely stranded a stranger in the middle of the night that I promised to give a ride to. And why are you making that noise? That's you?
No, nothing. All right, fine, it was me.
What a shakedown. You did what now?
Stranded. I left a girl stranded in the middle of the night.
Like a hitchhiker?
No, it was when I was a rideshare driver. I feel really bad about it because it was not the right thing to do. But when I was doing rideshare, I was driving for multiple platforms. So I drove for Uber, Lyft, and I would keep both of the apps open on two different phones to see which one I would get a fare from first.
How long were you a rideshare driver for?
A couple years, one or 2 years.
Were you good at it or no?
That's the best thing about it. You don't have to be good at it.
Right. Oh, so you knew you were not good at it.
I mean, you just have to take people from point A to point B. But this was back in the day where they wanted everyone to be friendly.
Oh, God.
You know, now, like, no one talks to each other.
Allie was definitely that driver that would, like, tell you about all their hopes and dreams. And you're just like, I just got to get to the airport. Like, I don't care.
I was back in that day.
Those, you hear my voices?
I could really shine.
Oh, God.
This was back when you would have, like, the Lyft drivers that had, like, Starbucks or, Starbursts in their cars
you'd have
and stuff
candies?
Where you're, like, try and impress everybody.
Just imagine me being like, hey, I'm running late to the airport. If you could go fast. And I goes, all right, I have my thing.
All right. Would you like a Starburst?
Just go, like, I just want to go to the airport. I don't want to do this. She's like, here's my resume. Here's all I do. Here's voices.
Yeah, but it was crazy because I started driving for Lyft because I was desperate and had no job. And then I got a ride from somebody and it ended up being an Uber recruiter. And they would go and get rides from Lyft drivers and then they would poach them. And be like, come on over to our platform. It was real shady.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So I was like, sure, I'll be poached.
Can't believe he tried to poach you.
Yeah. But little did they know I was playing both sides.
Oh, smart.
So there was a big concert at the Rose Bowl. And that was a big moneymaker because everybody would be stranded at the Rose Bowl and people would be paying way too much money for a very short ride. So I was like, great, I'm going to go over to the Rose Bowl and wait for somebody to request me. So I get a request and it was some girl who was, I could tell she had walked far from the Rose Bowl and it was very late, probably midnight or 12:30. And she was off on some residential street trying to get a ride. So I accepted it. It was like $50 for me to take her like a mile. I was like, great. So I go pick her up and I kind of also left the Uber app open. And as I was about to approach, I got another request for $200.
I know
from
your
this
type.
Group of guys.
I know your type. I hate your type.
And I was like, and then as I drove by, I saw her look at my car, match the license plate, wave her hand just drove right by her. I just left her there stranded.
What a terrible person
I feel really bad, but I was like, gosh, this is like so much more money. I just was like, damn, came here for this and I can make $200 right now and then just go home.
Finally connecting with your rideshare driver after a show feels, especially if you've been like drunk or you're tired or walking a while.
And you've been walking, you're like, thank God.
You feel like you finally have your escape. This is my trip out of Shawshank. I'm so excited. And then when they do that move, which you just did, because sometimes I'm like, I don't get it. I'm here.
Especially that area.
They're supposed to be here, and then you have to start the process all over again.
I've been outside the Rose Bowl after a show and like walked across the freeway, and I was there for an hour. Trying to get it right. I would not go through.
I know we've all admitted some terrible things we've done in our lives during the Box of Shame. This may be the most shameful because even though it seems to be commonplace with rideshare drivers.
But it was also a girl by herself.
Who knows what happened
in the middle of the night. Oh, she might be dead.
She's probably dead now, and that's on you.
And I don't remember that $200, but I remember her.
Her blood is on your hands, and she saw you there, too. To even see the car, it's bad enough when you see it in the screen.
I know, and I just stared straight ahead like, doot, doot.
And she's like, great, there's my car. There's the woman doing the accents with the Starburst. And then you just keep driving because you got a better fare offer.
She was probably like, thank God the Starburst lady didn't.
Shame on you. Yeah, she ended up being the big winner that night. Who knew? Quick break. When we get back, Johnny Doesn't Know in the studio. If you'd like to play, chance for you to win yourself Wild Rivers tickets, Cabana, $100 food and beverage. Call us now. When we get back, Johnny Doesn't Know Anything is after this. All right, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Postmaster Johnny's in the studio. Johnny, how excited are you that as soon as you're done, Cheech Marin will be on with us?
Dude, he's the lowrider from Cars.
I know. You're very excited about it. I know. There's a big argument happening behind the scenes here as to, is this a better theme song for Cheech coming on our show in moments? This is what Johnny believes should be the theme song.
Yeah.
We asked Johnny and Jake to put in theme songs for Cheech.
Great song, but that's from Cars, of course. And then there's, Jake's a bit older than Johnny, almost double his age, and he gave us this one.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie, too.
Shout out, white girl's named Debbie. So,
that'd be great if that was from Cars.
That's also from Cars. That was from the Cars Unrated. Let's get into it now. Up for grabs, we have tickets for you to go to Wild Rivers, Cabana as well. Summer's officially here. Let's celebrate the first day of summer by getting you somewhere to cool off. Wild Rivers, Cabana, food, beverage, and it's all right now with Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
Johnny doesn't know a lot of things, but if he doesn't know or if he does is irrelevant. It's just about if you can predict correctly. So we start right now with, let's add a Joy in Los Angeles, California. Joy, good morning. Everyone who gets theirs right, Allie.
Good morning.
Allie will write your name down. Good morning. And whoever she picks will get the tickets to Wild Rivers. Here we go. This is the first question for Johnny Joy. All you have to do is predict, will he know or will he not know? Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call a scientist who studies weather? Will Johnny know this, Joy? Yes or no?
I'm gonna say no.
Okay. She's like prices. She's being like prices right. Yeah, the audience
someone in
is
the
telling
back.
Her.
Yeah, yeah. Say no. Say no. Just go with no. All right, Johnny. First question out of the gate, and Johnny doesn't know anything. It's a random hodgepodge of questions. What do we call a scientist who studies weather? She says you will not know.
I only know because we watch the news.
Dallas Rains, meteorologists. Dallas Rains.
Wait, you're saying Dallas Rains is your answer?
Dallas Rains, meteorologist. Dallas Rains is the gentleman that presents the news.
Right.
See, yeah. So, meteorologist.
Oh, you're going meteorologist.
Meteorologist. Okay,
that is
I thought it was that whole thing.
I think that's what he thought as well.
I did for a second, I was like, how'd they get a guy whose name is actually in the profession, too?
Right. Well, it's a fake name.
It is? It's not his real name?
No one is named Dallas Rains.
No. Dallas Rains is not his real name?
No, it's just like Johnny Mountain, all those guys. They all change it up for the weather.
Whoa.
Hey, wait, Johnny, so you, once again, I'm just going to ask the question just to make sure it's crystal clear. What do you call a scientist who studies weather?
Meteorologist.
Okay, you got it right. Yes. All right, Joy, I'm sorry. Nice effort. You should have gone with Johnny, but you didn't.
You should have gone with your gut.
Should have gone with your gut.
Fun fact, Dallas Rains is his real name.
It's not a fun fact. It's a made-up fact.
Wow.
It's an angry fact.
Angry fact. Let's say hi to Valentine in Anaheim. Hello. Good morning. You're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Here's the next question for Johnny. It's Johnny doesn't know anything. In Greek mythology, what would happen if King Midas touched something? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
Oh, man. Oh, I know it, but I don't think he's going to know it.
Oh, you know it. Yeah, well, most people know these questions. Johnny's the wild card here, but in Greek mythology, what would happen if King Midas touched something?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Eventually, no is going to pay off. I'm sure it will. Johnny, you look stumped, and you're doing that weird thing with your lips where you're thinking, but also trying to not look dumb.
Well, I didn't study Greek people in social studies, so I don't really, like, remember much of that.
You wouldn't do that in that class.
You study Greek people in social... Well, it's Greek, right? You said Greek mythology?
In Greek mythology. Well, what happened if King Midas touched something?
Midas touch.
It turned to ash. If I touch you, you turn to ash, because I'm the king and I have the power. King Midas touch. I turn to
ash. That's what you think it means?
King Midas touch, yes.
Did you hear that, or you're just making it up?
I think he just turns to ash.
Do you remember that from studying?
You know the lady with the snakes in her hair?
Uh-huh, what's her name?
I don't know, Martha or something like that?
Yeah, you got it.
You look at her, she turns you to ash, or she turns you to stone.
Right.
So it's like same thing.
All right, well, good job. You predicted he would not know, and he did not know. The Midas touch is when you touch something and it turns to gold.
Let's go, Johnny.
Johnny, hold on 1 second.
Johnny, idiot.
Okay, that is right. Johnny is a real dummy. Let's add a Robert in Ontario for some Johnny doesn't know. We got to do a speed round because Cheech is going to be on with us in moments here on K-Rock. And no offense, Johnny, but Cheech takes priority.
100%.
Especially today is his day. Here's the next question for Johnny. Robert, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Pork is to pig as veal is to what?
Ooh.
This is one of those... like SAT type questions, right? Will Johnny know the answer here? Yes or no, Robert?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Pork is to pig as veal is to what? He says you will know.
Would it happen to be like guinea pigs or like hamster? Only because
in Lilo. Do you think we're eating hamsters? Well, at
only in Lilo and Stitch on Disney Channel, they used to have like a character.
guy's like,
hold on.
He's bringing up Lilo and Stitch.
Wait. So wrong.
Wait, let me cook.
Yeah, let him cook.
In the Disney Channel show Lilo and Stitch, there was a character named Hamster Veal. Veal and hamster. It's associated with the animal. So that's why I was like, Hamster Veal. That was his name in the show. So hamster.
Are you thinking of hamster wheel?
No, hamster wheel is a thing. That's the thing they spin around.
Something going on inside of Johnny's head right now.
But if they're saying hamster wheel,
hamster wheel is the name of the character. V E I L.
Robert, sorry, man. You thought he would know, and he did not know. Only one person has predicted correctly. I don't even want to tell Johnny. Pork is to pig because you know pork comes from a pig.
It's meat, yeah.
And veal, you believe is veal? People order that at a restaurant. They're ordering hamster.
Well, guinea pig, I said.
Guinea pig.
Okay. No. Hold on. It was a worse answer. I want you to make sure.
Rashawn, this is the final one we have time for today. Only one has gotten theirs right so far. This will be the easy prize to give away.
Are you going to tell Johnny what it is?
Yeah,
no,
what is veal?
I'm going to let him go through his life, not me.
Damn.
It's a little rough, Johnny. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little rough.
I can't wait for him to post the video. Johnny tries hamster for the first time.
Oh, man, that's going to be great. They send Johnny to a restaurant. All right, final question. Here we go. Listen closely. Will Johnny know or will Johnny not know? What street is associated with the advertising agency and the advertising industry? The entire advertising industry is associated with one particular street. Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
Oh, man. We're going to go with no.
Okay.
Please, you don't know this.
There's so many ways he could know this and
the
should know this.
The whole advertising industry?
The whole advertising industry is there's one street that always gets referenced when talking about the advertising industry. Will Johnny know this, yes or no? He says you will know or not know?
No, sir.
No way. All right, Johnny. Johnny, here we go.
Is it in America?
The street is in America. That's the only hint I'll give you.
There you go.
If I wasn't going to say, if I said no, what would you even be able to name?
Because I was thinking of Dubai.
What international street?
Yeah, what international street do you know?
India, Dubai. Like I was thinking, is it another country? Is it another place?
It's one street, Johnny.
I have Times Square.
That's a square.
You're getting close.
Sunset
Boulevard. That's what you're saying now.
Why did you do that to me?
Madison.
Sunset Boulevard.
Madison Avenue.
Where the hell is that at?
Mad Men.
Mad Men is a TV show.
Right, yeah, I know. Based on Madison Avenue, New York City is where everyone knows.
New York City, Times Square.
All right. Anyway, you didn't know. All right, Allie. Two guys predicted correctly. It was Rashawn and it was Valente. Only one of them will win the cabana and the tickets to Wild Rivers. Who's it going to be?
I think it was Valentine.
Oh, Valentine. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Hold on one second. Congratulations.
No, it was Valente.
Oh,
Valente. Okay.
There you go. A couple of white people to figure out your name.
Thanks,
John.
Thanks, John, for
stepping up. There's a Mexican. You should have corrected us here. When we come back, Cheech is on with us right after the song on K-Rock. What an exciting day to be alive, not because it's the first day of summer, but because future generations will always refer to today as Cheech Marin Day. You know, this guy as an actor, a comedian, an advocate for marijuana, and of course, most recently, a champion of Chicano art. He has been on with us before, Allie. He's even been a guest judge in the Dank Tank. And it is an honor to welcome back to K-Rock, on his way to City Hall right now, the great Cheech Marin. Good morning, Cheech, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a nice morning.
Yeah, this is great. Do you get a key to the city? How does that work?
Well, I think that's a half a key they're giving me.
Oh.
Oh, nice. All right.
A kilo to the city.
Get the other half? Right.
Some other time.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Is Cheech Day more important than the first day of summer, in your opinion?
Well, I'm waiting for the first day of summer. It seems pretty gloomy, but maybe we're in for a gloomy summer. I don't know. No, the first day of summer is always really important.
They do say if Cheech sees his shadow, we get six more months
of
gloom. Right. I think they say that, right?
Doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Cheech, it must feel nice to be the one thing that any city council can agree on unanimously. I believe the vote was unanimous on declaring this to be Cheech Day. How did that phone call happen? How did you get the news?
Really good. I don't know. It was a text from some place. I didn't know if it was a plea for money or a congratulations.
Does your buddy Chong feel left out that he was not included in this?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I think they should have a Chong Day too, maybe in Vancouver or someplace where he's from.
Yeah, you know, you really are a legitimate, like, local legend in so many ways, and obviously you've continued to champion so many good things that are happening, especially at a time like right now where we like to believe that our show is on the right side of history, and we have been advocating for helping immigrants and everything that's happening. So many people don't want to say anything. How are you feeling about just the current state of everything in L.A. right now, Cheech?
Well, I think we'll get over the ice age sooner or later. It's just ridiculous. And it's not good policy that they're enacting here, but we'll get over it.
What do you think about, I don't know if you're a Dodgers fan, but there's been a lot of talk about, you know, these big organizations that have been very, you know, they're LA-based, they have huge LA fan bases, and, you know, these big organizations that are choosing to not say much, and everyone kind of looking to them and saying, hey, you know, step up, it's our time of need.
Yeah, I will. I think that's the time to step up is right now. You know, I'm urging all the artists that I champion to do the same thing. That's how they started, and it's a good time for them to step up and let me hear what they say artistically wise.
It's always a trip when we have Cheech on, because the first time I ever got in trouble for watching any movie in my entire life was the Cheech and Chong movie, and then most recently got to watch Cheech and Chong's last movie, the documentary, kind of talked a bit about the career you guys have put together. Now, we've talked about this before with a lot of bands. They say, it's our last concert, it's our farewell tour, but then they go on and they do 19 more of them. Do you stand by the fact that this will be the last movie, or is it just the last movie until next summer when there's the big blockbuster Cheech and Chong Reunite?
I think this might be the last movie, because we're both getting up there, and I think that this kind of would be a nice final note, kind of fills all the cracks in.
Do you kind of miss, though, the days when weed wasn't legal, just because of the creativity involved in finding weed? I remember when I was younger, it was like, all right, you know, you think of all the code names, code words, you have to meet in some back alley or some abandoned parking lot, and now it's too easy.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sad that it's so easy right now. Are you kidding me? No, I'm glad that it's just fine. It's just fine. I mean, you know, it's like beer being legal all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, it was. I don't miss the
days. Bootleggers had fun, I think.
I don't miss the days of waiting around in a Best Buy parking lot for a guy to not show up at all. That was the worst.
Oh, my God, and you needed him so bad.
I heard that story a lot.
Yeah, it's always that story. It's an honor to have you on with us on K-Rock. Today is going to officially be Cheech Day. Did you get to handpick the day, Cheech, or like did they say pick a day in June, or is it, what would be the did you have other options?
Well, we had to check with my parole officer first, see what's open. So today was the day.
There was an argument here on the show as to what would be a better song to play when we brought you on. Now, one of the people on the show named Jake, he's a huge fan of yours. He claims that you are his. Jake, in your world, Cheech is the GOAT. There is no one better than Cheech, right?
Yeah, he's by far like the biggest celebrity in my mind that we've met, that I've met here working at K-Rock.
Right, and for you, he is the he's the most impactful on your career, even though your comedy career has gone nowhere, Jake.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
Right. Now, he said that this should be the song we play for you.
Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B.
Now, Johnny on the show is the youngest guy on the show. He's in his 20s, and he knows you as the truck from the Cars movie. And he said this is a better theme song for you. So can you just settle this debate right now and let us know if there's only one song to be played before you get introduced at City Hall and officially they say this is Cheech Day, which one is a better fitting song for you?
I think Mexican American.
All right. Jake gets the win.
Johnny's crying.
We have just time for two final questions. The great Cheech is on with us right now, about to have a day in his honor. Today is the day. So we have not time for one, but two epic questions.
Two epic questions.
All right, epic question number one for Cheech Marin. Today is his day, Los Angeles. Let's celebrate. Allie, give him question number one.
Cheech, name one stereotype that is actually 100% true.
What kind of stereotype?
Any stereotype.
Well, that Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning.
That's true.
Especially on a foggy first day of summer or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
That is rather early.
It is early. I get
summer,
it.
Summer, whatever they call it.
That's a good stereotype. That's why, as he says in the song, they go to night school, they take Spanish, and they get a B. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. All right. Question. Epic question. That's impressive. I would kill for a B. Epic question number two. A lot of debate will rage on in the history of potheads, weed enthusiasts, about what is the greatest munchie ever, from Flaming Hot Cheetos to Pop-Tarts. But in your opinion, Cheech, what is the goat munchie?
Oh, the goat munchie. I like popcorn myself.
Mm. Well, I think because they've really expanded popcorn at this point.
Yeah,
they put so many things in
it.
You can have
candy-colored popcorn or covered or all kinds.
Yeah, you're not talking about skinny pop. You're talking about the good stuff. It's like chocolate-coated.
No,
right.
Yeah, big fat popcorn.
Fat popcorn. I love that. Let's make that brand.
Fat popcorn.
Move over skinny pop. We've got fat popcorn.
We got fat corn.
Cheech, in all seriousness, we love you, man. You've been so good to us over the years, and we cannot thank you enough for spending some time on your day with us on K-Rock. Our listeners, the text line is just overwhelming with support and love for you pouring through right now, so thank you for being on, and congratulations on this being your day.
Well, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you, and onwards and upwards.
Yes. Happy Cheech Day.
Happy Cheech Day. It's going to be.
Thank you very much, and thanks for everybody from Los Angeles.
Thank you, Cheech. Cheech Day officially being declared inside council chambers, Los Angeles, at 10 a.m. today, and then the third anniversary of the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture at the Riverside Art Museum. So it's an honor, and thank you. Have a wonderful day. We take a quick break back, not only with your ADD news, but we will give you some tickets. It's the first pair of tickets in K-Rock. Summer ticket blowout coming up in 15 minutes right here on KROQ. KROQ, Klein Alley Show, Friday morning. As soon as we're done with your ADD news, get you some tickets. K-Rock Summer Ticket Blowout is officially underway. Remember these numbers. You'll need them in moments. 800-520-1067. Let me clear out phone lines now by saying good morning to, is this Mr. Suave Agave?
It is Mr. Suave Agave. Oh, how are you guys feeling today?
Our in-house tequila expert. Good to talk to you, Suave Agave. What can we do for you?
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm feeling extra suave and excited to be there today to watch three Titans battle it out.
Oh, you're coming to the pickleball event.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Oh, that's great.
You know, for the kids, you know, for the kids.
Of course. Allie did say yesterday, it's only fair if the kids are forced to take a shot each. So I know that Suave Agave does not encourage or engage in underage drinking, but Allie needs any advantage she can get to try to beat these two 11-year-olds in pickleball later.
It's made of agave.
Right.
Right, yeah, shots of agave. I think that'll boost their sugar, their insulin levels, and they're going to just get super hyper, and they'll just go, like, wild, yeah.
Those kids are actually going to be on with us in a few months. Well, can't wait to see you later. That's good. A lot of people checking in that they will be out there. I would love you to join us. Santa Monica will be there after the show today. I'll be there. Allie will be there. Jake. Jake, you going or no?
I don't know yet.
What? Come on, dude. You have to support me.
Is it gay? Is it straight? I don't know. Okay.
Oh, she's mocking you now. Wow, Jake. That's Vanessa after only smelling tequila. Imagine how she'll be today when she's drinking.
Wait.
Hey, Vanessa, you going to do some shots with Mr. Suave Agave? You got to, right?
I'll think about it because now I'm afraid of getting crazy.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
That's good. Hey.
I have to drive home.
You're going to have to sign a lot of tiny towels.
Should I drive home? I don't know.
Am I drunk? Am I too drunk?
Is it gay? Is it straight? I don't know. Okay.
It's going to be happening after the show today, noon, Santa Monica. Pickle Pop will be there. If you want to stop by, it'd be great. Just unofficial, unsanctioned show hang. The radio station wants everyone to know they have nothing to do with this, although we did steal some tickets we'll be giving you there, as well as tiny towels. And you can watch Allie get her ass handed to her by a couple of 11-year-olds who will be on.
I'm going to hand them their asses.
That seems like a problem. They will be on with us in a few moments to talk some trash as well. We'll see how their training has been going. That's happening today. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
When you have a name like Fat Joe, no one expects you to be a bad guy. And Fat Joe really hasn't been top of mind for anyone. It's not since 2004 when Lean Back came out. But now he is in the news again because he is being sued for $20 million. And he's being sued by his former hype man who claims that he was forced into more than 4,000 sexual acts over the years to maintain his standing with the rapper's large enterprise. And if you recall, this is when he performed.
Here we go! I don't give a what about your faults or mishaps.
We're from the Bronx, New York. This happens.
Now, this is not his most iconic performance ever. We have that to play for you as well. But it's interesting that
this
everyone...
This is when he performed for a New Year's thing. Yeah. And it was like, and here's Fat Joe. And everyone was like, okay.
Yeah, it's the only time you've heard the crowd just go, hey, what?
Well,
why?
I think he also performed at the World Series.
Yeah.
Because it was Dodgers against the Yankees for the World Series.
So this is the real lawsuit, is anyone who had to hear this.
I am the ghost of Babe Ruth. I got a honey redonics. Brother, I'm from New York. I'm from New York. We're from the home of a Derwent. Yes, I'm from New York.
So that's the people that really should be suing, is everyone had to hear that line.
It's so bad.
Disastrous.
Apparently, he's still very successful, but this former hype man claims that he's a bad guy, that he, obviously, there was some stuff going on with minors that was not okay. There were times where the hype man felt that he had to engage in sex acts, otherwise he would be abandoned overseas while they were traveling. He also said that Fat Joe was using his luxury sneaker store to launder hundreds of thousands of dollars in unreported cash transactions. So this should be a pretty big case, but it's like years of him using his power to manipulate and to get money and to, you know, engage in these horrible acts. But it's like everyone knows Diddy. Like, Diddy is a household name.
Well, I thought Joe was a household name for a bit. Because you weren't cool when he was cool.
Are you like the empire of Fat Joe?
No, I'm just saying Fat Joe had a moment. Yeah, he had a moment. It was not Diddy status, but he had a moment. But now everyone's looking around going, hold on, what happened?
Has a sex trafficking empire?
Well, the answer is everyone, probably.
Everybody does. All right, there are a few anniversaries to celebrate today. Not only is it the 20th anniversary of Brokeback Mountain, it's also the 50th anniversary of Jaws. You've probably heard about it this week. And not only is it turning 50, they have a new stat about sharks and everyone's fear of them. It's going away, apparently. I mean, when Jaws came out, it was hugely popular and it increased the fear of sharks in many, many people throughout the world. And now, 50 years later, they say the fear has gone way, way down. I guess there's a lot of other things to be afraid of these days. But also, full transparency, Omar's out today and I had Vanessa pulled the Jaws theme, and this is what she pulled.
How do I take out the K-Rock feed?
Oh, boy. This is scary.
Wait, no! Yeah. I'm asking Johnny for help, and he recorded us.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is the scary Jaws
thing. I don't know
Jaws
how much
thing.
More there is of them talking, but it's pretty.
That's right.
I guess you figured it out. Good for you. This was the beginning.
Yeah! How do I take out the K-Rock feed?
So everyone's asking at all
so
times.
So happy anniversary. And then finally, I don't know if you find any truth to this, Jake. I saw it and was disturbed by the claims, but I wonder if they're true. Men are claiming that GLP-1s, these semiglutides, the ones Jake's are on, are making their genitals bigger. So it's yet another side effect of the weight loss drugs. Yeah, is Ozempic penis. And it's not a bad penis. It's apparently a bigger and a better one.
I think it's this guy's being able to see it for the first time in years.
Yeah, I think that's an optical illusion. The body's
it's bigger!
The body's getting smaller, so the junk looks bigger. I mean, that's a great trick.
Well, someone should do measurements before and after. That's how you really should tell.
We won't get to it, but someone should.
Someone.
Caller 20. Give us a call right now at K-Rock. 800-520-1067. And we will present to you not one but two tickets, Offspring. It's the first band we have for you this morning, K-Rock Summer Ticket Blowout, every single hour, starting now, going all day long, get you into all the shows you care about this summer. We've got two tickets for the Offspring show coming up in August, and we'll give them to caller 20 next, K-Rock.